Now, beginning with Syria, the president of that country has accused the West of supporting terrorism in the war-ravaged country.
We are fighting the terrorists, and those terrorists supported by the British government, the French government, and the American, and their puppets, whether in Europe or in our region. And we are fighting them, and we have public support in Syria to fight those terrorists. That's why we are advancing.
Bashar al-Assad has stressed that some Western countries have been fanning the flames of war in Syria from the very beginning. He accused the United States, Britain, and France of staging a chemical attack in the country. Assad says that Washington and London have violated the Syrian sovereignty and described the U.S. and U.K.'s presence in Syria as illegal. He, however, said that the presence of Russia and Iran in Syria is at the request of his government and that their existence in the country is legitimate. He noted that nobody should doubt that only Syrians can decide about their country's future. Okay, from Ohio now, let's bring in Gordon Duff, who's a senior editor with the Veterans Today. Good to have you with us, sir. Assad is saying that the West is supporting terrorism in his country, and he wants them out of his country. Why do you think that is?
When we look at the start of the war, it was relatively obvious that the United States had decided that they needed regime change in Syria. There was a legitimate Syrian opposition. Syria has never been famous for having the freest government necessarily, but Syria is certainly as free as the United States. Its elections are as free as the United States. When Assad came back to Syria with the death of his brother, this is a liberal democratic leader who took over a nation under threat. The primary threat to Syria was a threat really from the United States to turn Syria into a puppet. The example was what we saw in Libya, a nation utterly destroyed. And the Syrian people and Assad, along with Russia and Iran, have resisted, and it's turned out to be, of course, the initial tranche of Western-backed freedom fighters quickly turned out to be Western-backed Al-Qaeda, Western-backed ISIS, as the Free Syrian Army disappeared by January 2014 and only reappeared as Turkish puppets or American mercenaries, or 90% of them melded into ISIS, melded into Al-Qaeda. And when they did, the American advanced arms that went to the Free Syrian Army kept going straight to ISIS, straight to Al-Qaeda. Now, I can't swear that the United States has been openly ferrying troops into ISIS or ferrying their leaders out or supplying them direct support, but there's considerable evidence that the U.S. has done exactly that, and that Israel has done exactly that as well, has worked with the terrorist nations. You know, we learned a few years ago when Israel announced how comfortable they would be if ISIS took over Syria. This is the most brutal regime since Hitler, and that Israel would enjoy having them as a neighbor, something that abominable. I think we saw them place the black spot on the United States, on its efforts, and what the world has long learned is when the United States talks about the war on terror, they mean something else. They mean regime change, exploitation, colonialism, use of false flag terrorism, and as President Assad pointed out, using poison gas attacks, real or staged, against civilians, and quickly blaming them on someone else as a pretext for military action. Now, the United States is in no position to criticize anyone about anything at all. This has become a very uncomfortable country to live in and support.
All right. Thank you for your comments. That was Gordon Duff, senior editor with Veterans Today, joining me from Ohio.